You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In her new film called May in the Summer, Shireen Davis tells the story of Mae Brennan, a Palestinian-American New Yorker who returns to her childhood home in Amman, Jordan, to be married. Her born-again Christian mother is outspoken in her opposition to Mae's Muslim fiancé. And then there's the matter of her estranged father. Ms. Davis not only wrote, produced, and directed the film, but also stars as Mae. It opens today at the Landmark Sunshine Theater, and I'm very pleased that it brings Shireen Davis to our show today. Hello.
Hi.
You, like Mae, are Palestinian-American. How much That's of right. the story is based on things that you've experienced in your life?
Well, I'd say that the movie is sort of inspired by my own cultural experience. My parents are Palestinian-Jordanian, and they immigrated to the U.S. right before I was born. I grew up in a very small town in Ohio, but returning to Jordan almost every summer of my life. So I've spent a lot of time, a lot of summers in Jordan, and covered a lot of family dramas and family secrets in Jordan, and sort of discovered myself in that country. So the film is somewhat inspired by my summers there.
In the movie, you have two sisters close to your age. When I say you, because you're playing the main character, I don't mean you personally, and an American father played by Bill Pullman, who has remarried. That seems like more than enough complication to set a family drama into action.
That's right.
What's Mae's relationship with her mother?
Mae has a very complicated relationship with her mother. I think in a lot of ways they're quite similar, but their differences definitely stand out, especially with regard to Mae's impending marriage. Her mother is, you know, very vocally disapproving of her fiancé's faith. And I think it comes from her own experience and her own, you know, lack of belief in the fact that her, you know, intercultural marriage can work. And so because she had such a terrible experience, she now thinks that she's protecting her daughter from that. And you know, Mae feels that lack of support and starts to really believe that her mother not only isn't supporting her wedding, but is actually sabotaging her relationship. So we kind of ask the question of how much of that is real and how much of that is just, you know, Mae kind of projecting.
In most discussions about that part of the world, people are Muslims, but Nadine is a born-again evangelical Christian. Isn't that a rarity in Amman? How many evangelical Christians are there?
It is quite a small group of people. In fact, Christians as a whole make up only 3% of Jordan at this point. It used to be much more than that, of course. And yes, the evangelical community is quite small. So, you know, within that 3%, I would, you know, it's like the 3% is Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, and evangelical Christian.
And Mae has two sisters. There's a kind of funny yet tense dynamic between all three of them. Mm-hmm. But they're not, none of them are real believers.
That's right. In fact, the middle sister is a Buddhist. The younger sister, I would say, is definitely non-practicing. And, you know, faith definitely plays a big part in the larger picture. The mother is more overtly religious, but we even come to discover that, you know, she may be asking questions or more skeptical than we believe. And I think Mae is asking larger questions about what to believe in general.
Is that typical in a place like Amman, where we tend to think that everybody is really religiously committed?
I think that there are a lot of questions being asked, especially in this day and age with all of the turmoil throughout the Middle East. I think that people are questioning a lot more than we tend to think they are.
In casting the movie, you worked with some of these people before, didn't you? Alia Shawkat, who plays Mae's sister, Dahlia, and Chaim Abbas, who plays Nadine, the mother. They were in your last film, America?
That's right.
Did you write the script with them in mind?
I did. When I came up with the story for Mae in the Summer, I instantly thought of them for both of those roles. And in fact, when I worked with Hiam, what was so interesting about her is she's often cast in these incredibly dramatic parts. And so when I met her, I was shocked to learn that she's quite playful and has a very, you know, really great sense of humor. And so I really wanted to write something for her.
The big surprise for me was seeing redheaded Bill Pullman playing Mae's father, Edward.
Right.
How did that happen?
Well, I'd always written the father character as American. I wanted that, the different, the cultural, you know, father American, mother Palestinian, so that kind of cross-cultural relationship. And he's someone who came to mind. You know, I was looking for an actor who we could believe lives in the Middle East, who sort of fell in love with Arab culture and Arab women, and speaks some Arabic and is involved in U.S. diplomacy. And he's just someone who came to mind. And my producer sent his agent the script. And much to my surprise, he read it and really liked it and loved the part. So I got lucky.
He likes exotic women. He has remarried, but he's married an Indian woman.
That's right. So his second wife is an Indian woman. And as Dahlia, one of the sisters, points out, he has a foreign fetish. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was kind of suggesting. And then you cast yourself to play May. Had you considered any other actresses for the part?
I had. In fact, I did not write this role for myself. It ended up being kind of a shock to me that I put myself forward. But I'd spent about a year casting for the part, and I wasn't finding exactly what I was looking for. I wasn't finding someone who was really kind of authentically, you know, kind of embodying the spirit of the character. And a number of people suggested that I put myself on tape and just consider myself. And my first thought was, you're insane. I'm not going to put myself in my second film.
Had you acted before?
I had done small things. You know, I'd acted during film school in other people's short films, and I'd taken acting classes for, you know, nearly my whole life. It was something that I was interested in.
But since you're playing the major character in this, the camera's on you an awful lot.
Right, which was why I was hesitating. I thought, you know, I am interested in acting, but to put myself in my film and direct myself as my acting debut didn't sound like such a great idea.
So as the writer, director, and producer, how well do you think you did?
Well,
As a viewer, I have to tell you, you were very convincing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's tough to critique yourself, and you can always see where you could have done better and where you could have pushed a little further. But overall, I have to say, knowing the challenges and knowing the circumstances under which I had to do this, I think I did pretty well.
Well, there are a lot of challenges, aren't there, in wearing so many hats, writer, producer, director, and playing the main character?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I spent about a year and a half working with a friend and acting coach to gain experience in that, you know, very specific skill of going back and forth between acting and directing.
You ever wonder about how other people pull it off?
I do. I
Woody
really
Allen.
Do. Absolutely. And I did a lot of research and read a lot about people who did that often and do that often. And that was quite helpful.
Nadine Malouf, who plays May's sister, Yasmin, was on our show recently because she was just in an off-Broadway play, Ayad Akhtar's The Who and the What. Mm-hmm. And she's from Australia, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
How did you wind up casting her?
Well, my casting director in New York City, Cindy Tolan, put out a casting call. And, you know, we held several sessions here in New York. And she was one of the actors who came in. And, of course, when I met her, she had a perfect American accent. And when I brought her back in for a second audition, she had a perfect American accent. And when I called her and told her she got the part, she spoke in an American accent. And so when I met her for dinner just before shooting or before leaving for Jordan and she spoke in her Australian accent, I was so shocked. I just, you know, it was a very funny moment. I said to her, "You lied to me."
My guest is Shireen Davis. We're talking about her new film, May in the Summer, which opens today at the Landmark Sunshine Theater. Is this film the logical follow-up to America, which was about the lives of a Palestinian-American family in both the West Bank and post-9/11 suburban Chicago?
Yeah, for me, it absolutely is, because I wanted to make a diptych. I wanted to make two movies that sort of completed both halves of my own cultural experience. And that is that, you know, as an Arab American, I was always considered an Arab in the U.S. and an American in the Arab world. And so, you know, America really covered the first part of that identity. And I wanted to make a second film that was about that reverse migration and that dichotomy of being considered the American in the Middle East.
And you make that clear when May goes running every morning through the streets and the reaction of men who are in cars who or just standing on the sidewalk who view her. Right. They see her very much as somebody who is not typical of Aman.
Right. That's right.
She's running in rather scanty clothing, and they do that construction worker thing.
Right. Well, she absolutely looks out of place. And I think to see someone jogging at all in Jordan is a shock, let alone someone who's wearing shorts and a short-sleeved T-shirt.
But you also reveal that there are certain similarities between the two places. There's a gorgeous scene out in the desert that looks very much like it could have been shot in the American Southwest.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, the desert in the south of Jordan is absolutely beautiful and looks like it could be a desert anywhere. And it's the kind of place where it's the silence is so profound, you can't help but really connect with your inner voice and finally kind of connect with your instinct. And May has a moment of real self-discovery there.
Now, many films that are set in the Middle East are actually shot in Morocco because of safety concerns. You chose to make the film in Jordan. Is it easier to make a film there than, let's say, Lebanon?
Well, it's all... No.
Well, no, what was it like shooting there?
Jordan is tough. You know, it's relatively stable. So as far as safety is concerned, we didn't have any safety concerns. So that was good. But it is a very small burgeoning film community there. But it's not, you know, Lebanon has a much larger film community.
So you had to bring a lot of your own technical help?
We did. In fact, we had to ship our equipment in from Lebanon. We had to bring in all of our key crew, from the cinematographer even to our, you know, costume designer and sound person. All of our cast, main cast and secondary cast, also flew in. So, you know, it's quite a big undertaking.
In the bachelorette party scene at the Dead Sea, May remarks how incredible it is that you could swim to Palestine from where you were and how trivial it makes her problem seem. Is it possible to not think in those terms when you're in the Middle East?
It's really not, you know, and for me, as a Palestinian American and someone who grew up in the diaspora and really experiences a certain amount of privilege because of that, it's impossible not to have that type of guilt, that type of survival guilt, or, you know, especially given everything that's happening there. And I think when you get close to it and you're just far enough away that you can see it and you're in a luxurious resort at the Dead Sea, which happens so often in Jordan, absolutely, those moments are quite profound.
A big part of May in the Summer involves the conflict that comes with an intercultural and interfaith marriage. Wouldn't May have been aware of just how much trouble she was about to cause, considering her background and knowing her own mother?
Right. I'm sorry. Can you ask that question again?
Wouldn't she have been aware that she was really causing a lot of trouble here?
Given the fact that
she was going to marry a Muslim, and she's also... really as much an American, maybe more American than she is Jordanian or Palestinian.
I think she knows, and I think that the film is very much about the fact that she's trying to navigate all of these conflicted influences, cultural influences, political influences, religious, traditionalism versus modernity. But she has to really figure out how to make herself vulnerable enough to live her life on her own terms.
Up until now, you've been a writer and co-producer on Showtime series The L Word. You were the writer-director of your award-winning film, Amrika. Well, now that you've starred in a film, do you want to do more acting in the future?
Well, I definitely have gotten a little bit of the bug. It was a great experience, and I also acted in a film just after we wrapped May in the Summer, a film called Villa Tuma that is... the directorial debut of Soha Araf, who wrote The Lemon Tree and Syrian Bride, which also starred Hiam Abbas, who's in both of my films. It was a really great experience, and it reunited me with the lead actress of Amrika, who plays my older sister. And that film is actually premiering at the Venice Film Festival this year, as well as the Toronto International Film Festival. So that was a great experience, and it was my first time simply being an actor and not having to wear any other hat but the acting hat, and that was really fun.
But it must have been weird when you were going through the editing process here, seeing yourself on screen, as you said, and thinking, oh, gee, I could have done that differently. Although,
yeah,
I'm sure that the same thing happens with directors as well. They see a film 10 years later and they say, gee, maybe I should have cut that scene a little differently.
Absolutely.
Is it possible to get past that?
Well, I think you have to. I think those voices will always arise, and you just have to push them aside because there's nothing really you could do at that point other than learn from, you know, whatever mistakes you made or things that you missed.
Shireen Davis is the writer, director, actor, and producer of May in the Summer. It is the official Sundance Film Festival selection, an official selection, and it opens today at the Landmark Sunshine Theater, also some other theaters. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.